In southwest Montana, the heart of grizzly country, awe and anger collide over one species that's come back from the brink.
So we have three grizzlies, and they're called nightmare grizzlies because they're so big.
It takes me back into years and years before and just thinking what we see now, the multitude and the magnitude of what was here before then.
You're just overrun with bears. Something needs to be done. You can't even walk out on your porch without worrying about a bear.
From Montana Public Radio and the Montana Media Lab, this is The Wide Open, a new narrative show exploring the places where we come together and fall apart. Attitudes towards grizzlies are one sign of how attempts to save wildlife from extinction united and then split the country. The Endangered Species Act went from a nearly completely bipartisan idea.
Back in those days, both sides of the aisle worked together.
To one of the most controversial pieces of legislation on the books.
There's lots of people that think, well, obviously more is better. More is always better. Well, is it?
Our first season, Threatened, is about how we got here and how we find a path forward in an era of mass extinction.
The first law of ecology is everything's connected to everything else. So this is one of those stories. If you start following threads, it leads you into government, it leads you into religion, it leads into environmental justice.
From tiny fish in Tennessee to owls in the desert southwest, we'll dig into stories of species protection all over the country, along with the human dramas they spurred.
It was like living in a war zone, and your own country was the one that was warring against you. It was horrendous.
We were having two killed each night, so it was a pretty serious situation.
Ultimately, we'll explore what these stories tell us about living with wildlife and living with each other.
We were told it was to save leopards and other species. It was never for grass, grouse, and fauna, and mussels, and gigigigs. I don't know what a gigigig is, but it's endangered.
Coming August 1st.